you can borrow a cup of sugar Sunday night when Kavis and Brothers. Or some you talk. Anyway, you have a lot of relationships with people, and in those relationships, things happen in your life. Either you ask a person for a favor, or they ask you for a favor, or you need something, or you even use them as a sounding board, and you calm down. I don't want to use a lot. We're always using people. In other words, our lives change as we interact with people. That's what happens in relationships. We become happy, we become sad, we're disappointed, we gain, we lose, we're helped, we're not helped. That's the kind of relationships he's talking about. And if you think about it, it's not just with a boss and an employee, it's obvious, but even in all our relationships with our friends, they affect our lives. And either up or down, it makes our life easier, it makes our life harder. We're able to give emotionally, we take emotionally. We are disappointed, we're upset, we're angry. These are all the things that go on between people. So that's an area that the Chavis HaLovis wants to explore. He's exploring all areas of relationships, how the Baal Bitochen reacts. And so he says, so before, he talked about, you know, you have people that rely on you. Here, he's saying, I will open b'tchono al Hashem b'inyan mishalamala mimenu u'mishalamata mimenu, people who are more important and mikvuzes b'nei adam. There's always a pecking order. There's always a hierarchy. That's how he looks at it. In every person's life, there's a hierarchy. There are people that are more important and more powerful and more superior, you know, they're more, they have more, they give more, they're bigger doers, and then you have people who are less than you, and you're somewhere in the middle. That's how he looks at these relationships, as a hierarchy. L'mala mimenu l'mata mimenu, he means in terms of giving and taking. You ask people for favors, they ask you for favors, it's not just favors. In any relationship, there's always an emotional giving and taking also. We rely on certain people to emote, to use as a sounding board, to listen to our ideas, to complain, to get chizik, to give chizik. So there's always, I get and I give. So, sheyiftach b'kachav Hashem. You have to realize this is very, very difficult. Everything that happens in your life, you have to look at all the people that are involved as only the middlemen. They're just the agents. They're the shluchim of Hashem. Everything that happens in your life is from Hashem, and the people that are carrying it out are agents. The Yasem Sibos Limilui Heftso. Hashem is making them the agents to carry out his will, to have things happen to you. They're puppets. Now, they're not puppets from their perspective of Bechira, but your perspective, when someone does something to you or for you, and therefore how do you react? How do you feel? So he's going to describe how the Baal Bitochon being the person who's developed, and it's a lifetime of work, but the person who's along the way, or is developing, or has developed the knowledge that Hashem Echad, right, the true Hashem Echad, that's what the Baal Bitochon is all about, that his only reliance on security is on Hashem. So I have to look at other people. Kederech she'osa avoda so adama, when a farmer plants a field and it grows, so he understands, like, the field is not doing him good, and if the crop fails, he doesn't like bang the field with his stick and say, "You stupid field, why'd you fail my crop?" He knows it's an inanimate object and it's just an agent of Hashem. He'll either have a good crop or a bad crop. He doesn't look at the field and its plan things as anything independent that he has an emotion about the field. Kederech shos avodas adomus v'yosa sibul parnasoso. V'mirtza Hashem l'farnaso mimena, Hashem wants, titzmachatvula. So true, he has to water it. Now we learned about ishtadlus already. We don't have to repeat that always. It's true, you have to water it, you have to fertilize it, but you're not going to thank. We're going to talk about thanks in a moment, about why you indeed must thank people who do you favors, who do things for you. He's going to talk about that in a few lines. But right now he's saying, like, don't thank them, so to speak. They don't really deserve your thanks. He'll explain in a few lines why they do. But you have to understand that it's from Hashem. So if you want to, like, start thanking people, you start with, Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki v'olam chasdo, and you have to look at people like the inert earth that's producing the crop that you're watering. He doesn't say thank you, earth. Unless maybe you're an Indian. I don't know. Right? You understand? So that's... No matter what you do, you could plead with earth, you could buy the earth flowers, you could be nice to it. But it's not going to produce the crap if Hashem doesn't want it to. And the person understands that. He doesn't blame the earth. He doesn't get angry at the earth. He doesn't want to take the comma from the earth if it didn't produce the crap. Or it could even be Tatzmiach, V'tavomako al Atzemach. Then L'Hashem is Adoma. He doesn't turn around and blame the earth for anything. He understands clearly the earth is only an agent. V'chein, therefore, so too. In Bikesh me'echad ha'nevron, if you ask a human, Lasus lo dover, to do you a favor, to put in a good word for you, to lend you a cup of sugar, to watch your kids, anything, to hire you, to give you a ride, anything. Yiyeh hacholosh v'hachozok shebohem be'enov shovim ba'asi yoso. V'yiftach b'miloy chefzo al Hashem. So this is a little eye-raise, because what he's saying literally is that the cholosh and the chazak are the same, because it's Hashem that's providing. Now, he doesn't, obviously, let's say I want to borrow $2,000. So I go to a poor person. He seems to be saying, hey, you go to a poor person, rich person, it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Right, this is well within normal hashtadlus, that if you're going to go to a poor person, you're going to say, I don't have $2,000 to lend you. I don't have. And it's not like, okay, Hashem doesn't want you to have it. He's not talking about that. He's talking about cholosh and chazak. He's talking about, where you say, oh, there's where you put your hopes on Uncle Harry lending you the money, and then that's where... and that's what you end up relying on, and that's where you end up. I have my bank account, or my uncle's going to lend me money, and that guy, a different person. This is like the second best doctor. That's what he's saying. If a person is truly focused on the fact that Hashem is just using people, so okay, you'll say he can use the oni too to give you $2,000. That's true, but that's already beyond the parameters of ishtadlus, so we'd call that a nes. If you go with a person who doesn't have money, this is true. Anything, I want to raise money for tzedakah, and I need a $5,000 donation from someone. So you can't go to a poor person. A poor person's gonna say, "I don't have." Like that's in the normal ground rules of ishtadlus, you're wasting your time. It's like saying, I'm going to dig in my backyard and maybe I'll find a pot of gold. You go to a poor person, he's not. But if you go to a rich person, then you have in your mind, I'm asking Hashem for the money. I'm not really asking this guy for the money. And this guy could afford it and this guy can't afford it. I'm not talking about someone poor now. When he says, hachozok v'hacholosh should be the same in your eyes, he means, people make all sorts of cheshbonos. This guy is like really wealthy, and he has his money in stocks, and therefore he could lend me, or he can't lend me, and Like they make all sorts of cheshbonos and they turn over cartwheels in order to think who's the it's like looking for a doctor, as we talked about in the past. It's a difficult concept, but you know, it's hard. The Baal Bitachon says there's no difference between the best doctor and the third best doctor, unless there is a specific difference. Someone could say, there's an illness here that needs an expert diagnostician, and only the best doctor will indeed diagnose it, and the second best won't. If that's the case, okay, kol hakavod. If you say, that's like, you know, you're saying he's the one that's going to diagnose it, and he's the best diagnostician. But if it's a regular case, chas v'shalom is not happy if you go to the best doctor. If your doctor go to the best doctor. What's the difference? To Hashem, the best doctor, second best doctor, 10 best doctors. As long as he passed the test. Okay, not passed, got an 80. As long as he got an 80 in medical school, it's good enough. Unless you need a certain expertise that he doesn't have. So then that's like asking a poor person to donate $10,000. He doesn't have it. But when you want something from somebody, let's get back to this case. You want a favor from someone. You want something from somebody. You want a job. You want a babysitting. It's Hashem. You're asking Hashem to do it for you. The yiftach b'mili chetzo al Hashem. Now, the anasas al yidei echad mehem, if the person does it for you, the person does you the favor you ask of them. Yodel Hashem yishadev yisromam, your first, you thank Hashem. Hashem milei es chefzo. Now, the yivorech kam es asher nasus al yodo, you thank the person that did it for you because they have bechira and they chose to help you. So they wanted to help you. So they had a ratzon to do a favor for you. In other words, you're thanking them for their ratzon hatov towards you. And therefore, if you ask someone for a favor, if we would live this Chovas Haldavos, if I ask someone for a favor, and they wanted to do it, and they tried to do it, and they couldn't, or they failed, so my thanks to them would be of the exact same intensity as if they were successful. Because the success of their endeavors is thank Hashem. I'm thanking them for their, what is in their purview, that's their bechira to do good. So that bechira, you know, so if they were unsuccessful, so Hashem didn't want it to happen, but I still have to thank them as much as I can. You ask someone to do something for you, and they tried, and it didn't work. You have to thank them just as much. That's what he's saying. The Yivarech Kama Shernasus Al Yodo, he's talking about if it works, Al Ritzono V'Kavonoso HaTova. First of all, because he was bocher, he wanted to do. That's him. That's not Hashem. That's his choice. Because he has bechira. Hashem gave that into his hands, so he chose to do you the favor. So you're thankful for that. And l'fisha sibev Hashem tovoso al yado. This is not so much thanks as you recognize that he's a good person, that he or she is a good person. Because Hashem, when Hashem does good things, there's a rule in nature, megalgalin zchus al yedei zakai, v'chova al yedei chayav. Good things happen because it's a merit. The person gets a zchus. The person helps me get a zchus. So Hashem maneuvers the world that the good people end up doing good things. Hashem crowns their efforts with success so that they get the merit. So Magalgal and Schus Alidei Zakai and Chiyav Alidei Chayav. Not good things happen through the agency of not good people. So when someone does something for me, I'm first of all, two points really. I'm thanking him or her for their ratzon to help me, and I'm recognizing that he's a good person. I don't know if that's I give him kavod. I thank him, and I recognize that he has a merit, that he was zocher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him the agency to do a good thing. it's a schus. Someone does something for an institution, for a shul, for any mosad, for a yeshiva, for a cheder, for their husbands, for their wives, anything. Someone does something, so that's a schus. Hashem crowned your efforts with success. That means you're a person that finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. Now, sometimes Hashem crowns your efforts with success purely because you made the right bechira. You chose to do the right thing, so Hashem allowed it to happen. And that's also true. So good, that's also a schus. That also shows that you're a good person. When a person is not a good person, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give them the opportunity to do good. They're not doing tshuva, so sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu maneuvers that they shouldn't have the schus of a good deed. K'mo she'omer ho'rishonim megalgulin schus al yadei zakai v'chol v'al yadei chayav v'yomer lo yuna l'tzadik kol oven. So that's if it worked. If it worked. You ask someone for something, major or minor, someone more powerful than you or lower on the totem pole, lo mishaneh. You ask them for something, it worked, so you should realize that it's Hashem you owe your thanks to. They get thanks for what we just described. So you'll say, well, then what's the difference? It's all the difference in the world, because that's his chazak chalosh remark. If you would really recognize that, then you wouldn't go crazy if this one turns you down and you have to go to someone else. You wouldn't say, oh, that person would have been successful, this person is not going to be successful. That's not your mindset. Your mindset, once it's within the realm of the possible, that the person has the yecholes to do it, so a little more chazak and a little more chalosh, if you have the healthy bitachon attitude, so, you know, you don't go crazy if it doesn't work out. You don't worry about the next one because it's not them anyway. That's if it works, if it claps. What happens if it doesn't? V'yemlonis male chetzo al yideihem. This is if they want to do it and they're not successful. Or you don't know, like they don't do it. It doesn't happen. Ein roi la'ashimim. Don't blame them. Don't make them feel bad. Don't make them feel guilty. You say Hashem didn't want it to happen. That's your attitude. Below yachet lehem rashlanus. Don't jump to assign to them that they were lazy and they didn't. Why didn't you call again? I asked you to try to reach this person. You should have kept trying. You should have woken up earlier to try to get him. You should have called later. You should have tried again. No, that shouldn't be your mental life attitude. El yod el Hashem yisola. You thank Hashem that He was mative to you. You say this is. I believe that Emunah Shleima that this is good for me. What just happened? I'm very disappointed, but I believe it's what's best for me. The yivarech osam, and you thank them for trying. We're not talking about if they said no to you. We're going to learn in a second what happens if they say no to you. Or they even mess you up. What do you do with a person that messes you up? We'll get to that in a few lines. Now he's talking about someone you're good with. If they're successful, he described. If they're unsuccessful, don't get angry at them. You see, and you won't get angry at them. If you have the right bitachon attitude, so what are you getting angry at them for? Hashem didn't want it to happen. So this is a midos thing also. Bitochum will tell you, lo yiyaches lohem rashlonus. Don't, like, assume, if they would have been doing it for themselves, they would have tried harder. Because it was for me, they didn't do it. Or if they would have done it for their best friend, they would have done it. And for me, they didn't do it. Come on, this goes on 10 times a day. Not only is that, you're thinking Hashem didn't want it to happen, so you don't even blame them. You say, you know, I'm sure you tried your best, and you thank them. You thank Hashem because it's Tov. You say, it's better I didn't win, it's better I didn't get it, is better. I'm not able to do it. I'm sure Hashem knows that this job was not good for me to have. That's the mental attitude that's healthy and that you're supposed to have. It's true also. So you should certainly have a true attitude. The Yivarech also, and you thank the people because they tried. So you're going to thank them as much as if they succeeded, because that is not up to them. They tried, they wanted to help you. It didn't materialize. Okay, Hashem didn't want it to happen. But thank you so much, right? Every Shatchan has to take this Chavis Halvavus and hang it up on the wall. If they're successful, so Hashem made the Shidduch. But the people have to thank them for learning. And if they're not successful, you have to thank them for all the work that they did. They tried. The kachinag, this is your attitude. Be yedidov, your friends, ukrovov, and your relatives, varisov, and people that work for you, the shamoshov, and people, your servants, or I would say neighbors, vishutofov, people you're partners with, all the relationships we have a whole day. We don't live alone. We're always interacting with people. And either it's up or down. But it's not then. It's Hashem controlling your life. That is if you ask someone for a favor. He just got through describing you ask someone for a favor, they want to do it, they're either successful or unsuccessful. He's teaching us how to think. Let's say someone asks you for a favor. What do you think then? V'cheinim hitalol of mishalamala mimenu, someone higher in the hierarchy, or mishalamata mimenu milui chayfetz, he asks you to do something for him, so you have to try to do it. Now is not bitachon time. It's bitachon time if you do it and you're successful. You don't say, oh boy, I got this person is now indebted to me for life. That's when bitachon kicks in. But when the person asks you to do something, yishtadel asoso, run. First of all, you want to be the agent of good things happening. You want the mitzvah of helping. And if you feel, and you could say to yourself, wow, Hashem enabled me to have this chus. Hashem enabled me. That means I'm like, I must be an okay person. Because magalgalin chus al yedei zakai, Hashem brings good things through good people. And Hashem allowed me to accomplish this thing. You know, I worked hard, but Hashem brought about the success. And you feel good. You're allowed to feel good. But not you feel good and now feel condescending towards the other person, or the other person owes you back a favor, or for the rest of their lives, you know, you read a shidduch to someone and you see them 20 years later with grandchildren. You say, hey, I read your shidduch. You could say it. It's a cute thing. He'll want to introduce his children to you. But if you say it in a supercilious way, don't forget, this is all thanks to me. It's not all thanks to you. So if someone asks you to read a shidduch or to do something for them, go. Go work on it. The yisasek b'miluyo b'machshavto. The Lord just throws in these words. And you should sincerely want it to work. It's not just the mitzvah. He just throws this in. He doesn't make a point of this, but it's such an important point. I want a mitzvah. I talked about this in shul once. Benodu machavero is not a mitzvah like lulav, like shaking a lulav. Okay, I want a mitzvah. I'm going to help the other person. You're supposed to want to help the person. You're supposed to hope that his or her wishes get fulfilled. I hope this is successful. You're supposed to care. So you care and you do and you try. Imhoisu begeder efsheru. So if you can, you know, again, they come to you for a $5,000 donation for the shul or for the yeshiva. You say, huh, I'd love to, but I think you have the wrong name. V'hoya asher hitil olav miluyo, and he says, make sure. See, he throws in these things, he's talking. He says, and make sure that it's a good thing for you to do for the person. Not everything a person asks you to do should you run to do. You may have to make a judgment if it's good for that person for you to do it. If you feel it's detrimental, for whatever reason, they just don't run to do it. Maybe you're not allowed to do it for them. Maybe you shouldn't do it. Sometimes you have to ask a shaila. Sometimes someone wants you to do something. My son, I used to go to America much more often. My son always asked me to bring him back cigarettes in the duty-free shop. I never did. I refused. So not always should you do what someone asks you to do. That's what the Chayyus HaLovah says also. First of all, it's beautiful. Like he throws in these... You have to feel like you want to do it, not just do it, but. And then imhoisa begeder efshiruso, if it's possible, for hoya asher hitul olav miluyo, and the thing that he asks you to do for him, ro'oy lehishtadel ba'avurova. It's an okay thing to do. You have to show responsibility also. It's not so partial, you know. I'm saying it. You're saying yeah, of course. You know, sometimes people, you know, the classic person that can't say no, right, is always saying yes. People ask them for favors and they don't know how to say no. But they have a responsibility to say no if it's something detrimental or not good for the person that's asking them. And certainly if it's detrimental to their other responsibilities in life. So he's not giving an across-the-board rule, always say yes. Adarabba, he's saying, think if it's a proper thing to do for the person. But assuming it is, you go try, and you should exhibit bitachon. Right? He's talking now, the application of bitachon. You should have bitachon that it will work. Right? You should realize who's going to determine if it's successful or not. You want it to be successful. You sincerely want it to be successful. You hope. This is what's going through the mind of a Baal Bitachon. You hope that Hashem makes you the agent of doing this mitzvah. You want to do it. You sincerely hope it's successful. You want the person to be... You forgive the other person. So you hope you're able to do it for them. You're ecstatic if Hashem makes you the agent through which to do such a chash of a mitzvah. And you have bitachon that you'll be able to accomplish it. You go with confidence. Then you're allowed to have bitachon. You don't have bitachon to the other person and say, "Here, what do you need me to do you a favor? I have bitachon in Hashem." That's a no-no. Why is it a no-no? Because we're talking something. First of all, it's a mitzvah to help another person. Second of all, we're talking about something that needs a hishtadlus, that needs the human endeavor, the way Hashem set up the world. To be the agency through which Hashem functions. That's all it is. It's not real. Hishtadlus is not real. We learned that in Perek Gimel. Hishtadlus doesn't mean, well, there's an area that Hashem doesn't bother with. It's called Hishtadlus. Chas v'shalom. Hishtadlus means Hashem wants you to go through the motions. Bechira. You want to know, if we give a test, and the question is, in which area is bitachon inapplicable? So the answer is not hishtadlus, because hishtadlus is just going through the motions. But Hashem is providing it as much as anything else. He just wants you to live the way He structured the world, doing those things. But there is an area where bitachon doesn't apply, and that's bechira. That's the corner of your life that Hashem left for you. That's you. You're the only... Hashem's going to help you carry it out. But that decision, the bechira itself, the choosing to do good, that's only you. That's you. So, when someone asks you to do a favor, you run to do it, you try to do it, you sincerely want it to be successful, you are bitachon in Hashem, and you're happy. You're happy that you may be zoche to be the agent through which this good thing is done. If you're successful, see, since this is your mindset, so you don't expect thanks. See, the whole life changes. Because then you don't expect thanks because you don't think you did anything. Hashem did it. So you don't expect thanks. If you get thanks, you're like, oh, wow. You know, what a bonus. And the person has to thank you. The person is the person we learned about in the beginning of this year. From that person's perspective, he has to thank me, let's say, because I made a decision. And he sees I'm a respectable person because Hashem did a good thing. Hashem made me the agent of a good thing. Let's say he doesn't thank me. So normal human reaction is to get resentful and to say, oh, listen, I'm doing that guy a favor. Oh, man, give me not even a thank you. Whoa. You know, that's human. But the Baal Bitachon doesn't fall into that trap, because the Baal Bitachon doesn't look at him or herself as actually doing the good thing, as accomplishing it. So you see, this is why I love learning Bitachon. It has so many ramifications and so many reverberations, so many, what do you call it when you throw the thing in the pond? There's so many... such a ripple effect on your whole life. Because now the person doesn't thank you, you don't get resentful, you don't get angry. You know? And believe me, not nobody here. I mean, I'm talking to a bunch of Sitkonios here. But normal people, you know, you don't thank that man. Forget it. Like, you could just about be certain that's the last time they're going to do you a favor. You don't thank them. So that's what he says. He doesn't expect thanks. And he doesn't feel he's praiseworthy. Doesn't feel that he should get, he should get praised or have a dinner for himself. You don't expect thanks. The low gemul, you don't expect to be paid back. So, the person, you ask the person for a favor the next day, and they don't do it. So, what's a normal person's first thought? Well, I just did that for him yesterday. Like, how can they say no to me? Chutzpah. And then you end up falling into nekama, because your next thought is, well, that's the last time I'm doing anything for them, and that's already nekama if it's because they didn't do for you. But the Baal Bitachon doesn't even think like that in the first place. It's I did for him because I did it, and it really wasn't me, so I don't expect anything in return, because Hashem was the one that accomplished it. And that they don't want to do anything for me now, I must have done something wrong in my life if Hashem doesn't want me to have this convenience. I guess it's good for me, so thank you, Hashem. And that's, you cope with it the way he's describing all of the different moving parts. You thank Hashem that you were the agent of a good thing. That's your thoughts. The Baal Bitachon's thoughts is, thank you, Hashem, for enabling me, for giving me the credit and the ability to do this mitzvah, to help someone else. The Yimnimna Hadover Mimenu, if you failed, he's covering all the bases. He didn't get up to yet if the person refuses to do it, because he's a meanie. That's going to come soon in a few lines. The Yimnimna Hadover Mimenu, the Bitachon is great for everything. What happens if someone asks you for a favor and you try and you fail? Some people get plagued with guilt feelings. They feel they have to now prove their friendship to the other person because the person doesn't really think they tried hard enough, and they're plagued with guilt. They feel guilty. It bothers them, and they toss and they turn. If a good friend of mine asks me for a favor and I try and I was unsuccessful, they go crazy. I'll try again. I'll start spending money in order to get in the favor. I'm afraid that it's going to ruin our relationship. But the Baal Bitachon says, Al Yashav, he doesn't blame himself. If he knows sincerely, you have to know, you have to know yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. If you know you did your best, Tishtadlus, and you tried, so you're not going to blame yourself for failing. Hashem runs the world. You failed, what can you do? You're comfortable with yourself. You're not full of guilt. You could be full of guilt if you know that you really didn't try. But if you did, you'll go to your friend and you'll say, excuse me, pardon me, it didn't work. If you know you put all your kaychas into this and all your merits and you tried, so you're comfortable with yourself and Hashem didn't want it to happen and you tell your friend, you know, I tried, I did my best, and that's all. You're at peace. You're not ridden with anxiety and worry and guilt feelings. This is with everything. This is with a wife and a husband, not just a friend and a neighbor. This is everything, every relationship. Okay. Finally, he says, let's say someone doesn't want to do it for you. Let's say someone messes you up. You ask them for a favor and they don't do it, or they refuse to do it. They don't want. Avalinyan oyvav, how do you deal with enemies? Umakanav, and people who are jealous of you. The sonov, or people who mamish have it in for you. Chavis Avonah says a startling thing. You're not going to accept this. He says, if you have an enemy that messed you up, take him out to eat. Be nice to them. Get them a cup of coffee in the morning. You have a worker that drives you nuts, messes you up with the boss. Buy him a cup of coffee. That's what he says to do. Because it's not them, it's Hashem. So he's giving you, I think it's advice. Yiftach binyanam al Hashem. So first of all, everything's controlled by Hashem. Nobody can harm you if Hashem doesn't want to harm you. No one messed you up. No one messed you up. It's hard to accept that. But it is true. And the Baal Bitachon develops the ability to realize it and to believe it and to internalize it. No one can mess you up if Hashem doesn't want you, what you call messed up. It's not messed up, because since it's coming from Hashem, it's told. Your whole attitude towards it is different. If you're not a Baal Bitachon, it's bad, and you're angry, but if you're a Baal Bitachon, so not only are you not angry at that person, and you're not going to take Nekama from that person, because you realize it's from Hashem, but once you've redirected your thoughts that it's from Hashem, then you say, oh, it's from Hashem, it's tov, it's not bad. It's like your whole, it changes, like the whole outlook is different. It's not just a question of, you know, redirecting your anger from the person to Hashem. It's, oh, I mean, this is life. If I be personal for a moment, my father, Olav Shalom, was nifta from cancer. So there was a doctor that botched up. There was a doctor that messed up. It didn't give him the right treatment. It didn't diagnose properly. That was, you know, and we were talking. You know, I'm not saying we're tzaddikim, we're far from tzaddikim, but that's the kind of situation people face. You know, so you say, what about malpractice? What about taka? So good. I say, you know, again, if the Torah, if someone breaks your window, and according to the Torah, they have to pay for damages. So that means according to the Torah, you could pursue those damages. But let's say you can't. Let's say there were no witnesses, and the person denies it. Or, you know, so, you know, you really, really have to work on saying, you know. And the truth is, the weirder it is, the easier it is. When David HaMelech was cursed and thrown stones at by Shimi ben Gera, so if you look at the Psukim and Shmuel, so they say, kill Shimi ben Gera. Chutzpah, murdered the Malchus. So he says, Hashem Omer lo Kalel. Like, that was the high point of David's life, Chazal say. That's when he became the fourth Merkava to the Shekhinah, whatever that means, with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there's like a fourth support, something in the Kabbalistic literature. You'll ask Mrs. Manrix after the Shia, she'll tell you. And David becomes the fourth Merkava to the Shekhinah with this incident with Shimi ben Gera, because he. But it's very interesting. The pasuk says, like he says, whoever, this is a story with Avshalom, made a rebellion. His son made a rebellion against him and threw him out of the Malucha, and he was on the run. That's when this incident happened. So he said, like, who ever heard of a son rebelling against the father? That's what he says in the pasuk. So he meant to say, you know, the weirder, you know, sometimes you say, this happened, that happened. Like, if you have a confluence of events, you know, so you say, boy, you know, you should feel it's even more obvious that it's Hashem. Like, if he had a mess up here, and he had a mess up there, and this had to go wrong, and that had to go wrong, like, so many things had to go wrong, and they all went wrong, so you're able to deal with it easier, ironically, because you're able to say it's even more clear that it's Hashem. As the David HaMelech said, the weirder something is, it's so weird for a son to rebel against the father, so he looked at it as an onesh, right, for the story of Bathsheba, right, and, you know, it was foretold by a Novi, by Noson HaNovi, that this would happen. He didn't say it explicitly, but he implied that there would be Hinani Mekim Alecha Ra'o Mitoch Beisecha. The Navi tells him there's going to be a big tzora coming from your own household. So David looked at it that way. You know, he just saw Hashem doing it to him. So that's what the Chavis Halova says. We all have to. You have an enemy, and your enemy messes you up. Hashem messed you up. And then he says something that's why he says it, I'm not sure. Let's learn it and see. He says, you go buy the guy a cup of coffee, buy him lunch, you be his friend. Eliyativ Lahem, the thing, everybody's laughing. Like, I wanted a job and the guy advised, I find out that the guy told the guy not to hire me. So that, I say, okay, Hashem doesn't want me to have that job, A. B is, it's good for me not to have that job. I'm going to get a better job, or it's no good for me to have that job for whatever reason. That's B. And C is, those want you to call up the guy up and buy him out teeth. Eliyativ lohem, v'yigmol chesed imohem, b'chol ma sheyuchal ligmol imohem. V'yizkor b'libo, you keep in mind, ki to'alto v'nizko b'yarabori yasale. No one can help you, and no one can harm you. It's all Hashem. The more you see the Nizkov, they messed you up. Yodun osom l'schus. You have to work hard on being done them l'kaf schus. You have to blame yourself that you deserved what happened to you. It was sent by Hashem. So, you know, you're a chote. You know, something is wrong. You did something wrong. L'chov al ma'asavra pulosu b'fnei Hashem. The yoshev al Hashem, and you use it as an instrument to do tshuva. I imagine he's talking about something that's, you know, it's clearly bad. Meaning you just can't see any good in it. So the good that's in it is that it's a kapora for Averis, and it's a spur to do tshuva. And this, then he says something, and I think this is the point. So I guess this is not always true. He's saying, he's really looking at it. He says, "I would say that what the Chavis Halevi says, even though it sounds crazy, would be true 75% of the time." And he's talking about those 75% of the time. He's saying, "I'm going to give you a surefire way to turn that person into a friend. If you focus on the fact that he didn't do it to you, he or she didn't do it to you, Hashem did." And you go out of your way to be friendly with them, Hashem will, and you say, okay, Hashem did this to me for a reason, and the reason might be a message to do tshuva, to become a better person, whatever it is. But Oz Yeshuvu Oivav Lios Ohavov. Says Hashem will, they're going to become your friend. They're going to become your best friend. You'll see. You be dandam l'katzchus. You blame yourself for the thing not working out. It wasn't them, but the David HaMelech. And by the way, Shimi became his friend later. David HaMelech blamed himself. He said, this is my Avera. He didn't blame Shimi. He said, he's just an agent of Hashem. He therefore didn't do anything to him. He then later on did good things to Shimi ben Gera after he got back to Melucha. And then and it was happily ever after. So Chavis Halevi was telling you to do that. That's how you should act. Kamoshamar Achacham, we're finishing up. Pasuk in Mishlei, Bertzos Hashem Darkei Ish, Gam Oivav Yashlim Ito. We've heard of that pasuk. When Hashem's on your side, and you're on the side of Hashem, Tells Hashem Darkish, when Hashem likes what you're doing, your enemies will become your friends. So again, why do I say 75% of the time? Because he's obviously not talking about the Arabs and the Jews. Right? He's not talking about like someone. He's talking about in a normal relationship, your enemy. You know, and a fellow Jew that you don't get along with, so your enemy, quote unquote enemy. He's not talking about someone that's like a real, a Russia or an enemy. He's not talking about that. He's talking about people that don't get along. That's why I say 75% of the time. He says 100% of the time, because he's talking about, we all have enemies. Enemies. You know, we all have people we don't get along with. Right? Maybe you are. You're wonderful people. I have plenty of people I don't get along with. Right, we call them enemies, Belushan Laz, quote unquote enemies. We're not talking about like Rishoyim. We're talking about people that you avoid and they avoid you, and you wouldn't give them the time of day, and they wouldn't do you a favor. Chavis Olam says, no, you have it all wrong. How'd you become enemies? Because you once asked them to do something for you and they didn't do it, and you got all messed up, and your kid got sick, and like you can't forgive them. Like finished, you finished with them. Chavis Olam says, your whole approach is wrong. Hashem wanted that to happen, and it happened. You be melamed chus on them. Blame yourself for what happened, because Hashem did it to you, and Hashem had a reason for doing it to you. And then you go buy them lunch, ask them out to eat, buy them a birthday present, send them a kovel for Shabbos. You'll see. And if you do that, beretzos Hashem darkei yish, when Hashem is pleased with someone, they're going to come and become your best friend. Okay, let's.
I'll just ask you something. As far as I'm concerned, Hashem isn't always punishing one.